Good day. My name is Sky, and I appreciate you spending some study time with me. I'm here to help you make money in online poker by teaching you key strategies and getting you to take action. In this episode, I'm going to help you play lights out poker by putting yourself into an A-game mindset. I start off by discussing what A-game poker is, and then I'll give you some killer tips to get you there. Go to the show notes page, smartpokerstudy.com/pod480 to help you take notes. Plus, there are two embedded videos related to today's topic. Let's expand your mind. Gambate!
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Huh. Okay. You got time to duck?
Let's talk about playing in a game mindset. Now, a game mindset means that you're in the best mental state to play your poker session. This means that you're giving proper thought to all your decisions and you're making those logical button clicks. Now, these logical button clicks, they come because you're paying attention to each situation, to your opponents, and you're not being distracted by non-essential things. So a game is perfect mindset play. Anything that takes you away from that, all of those distractions, you have things on your mind, drinking, being tired, all that stuff, that is non-a game play. So recently, one of my students asked me this question, and here it is that they typed out in the email. The other thing is a mindset thing where I can't seem to get motivated to play my A game all the time. Maybe the stakes are too low for me to get in the right mindset. Do you always play your A game? Do you always feel motivated when playing? Should I only play when I feel in the right mindset? It's just something I would like to get your thoughts on. Alrighty, well, thank you very much, my student, for this question. In general, I try to end my session as soon as I realize that I'm not in A-game mode and that I can't get in A-game mode. You know, sometimes you're just frustrated, angry. You just can't feel it, right? You're just thinking about other things besides poker. Well, the reason why I end my sessions pretty quickly is because in all my years of poker, I know that if I'm distracted, or maybe I've had some alcohol, or I'm super tired, maybe I'm falling asleep at the computer, or I'm just not feeling it at the moment, I often make bad decisions, and those bad decisions have cost me a lot of money. So here's the thing about that, though. I'm not a professional player. I'm playing poker to improve my skills, to enjoy my time on the felt, and to potentially make some profits. So for someone like me, and for most recreational players out there, playing when you are not in A-game mode, that's antithetical to why you're playing poker. So why is non-A-game play bad? When you're not making great decisions, you have a better chance of making mistakes, which cost you money. And if you know you're not in the right mindset, those mistakes can get you super angry. They can turn a poker session into the most frustrating, longest sessions of your life. They could put you on tilt or just make you feel lousy about yourself. And that's not why you're playing poker. You're playing for fun, for skill development, and potential profits, the same reasons that I play. So my recommendation is to not play when you are not feeling it. Just think to yourself, you know, or think about your past, I should say. How many dozens or hundreds of times, potentially, have you played terrible poker, realized that you're playing terrible poker, but you continued to play and lost even more money because of it? For me, I don't think it's been hundreds of times, but at least it's been dozens of times where that's happened. I know I'm playing bad, I keep playing anyway, and I lose a lot of money. Then I feel bad about not quitting when I knew I should have quit. A lot of you listening are recs also. For any professional players listening, my advice to you is a little bit different. Can a professional football player take a Sunday off because he's not feeling it? I don't think so, right? Can a musician, instead of going out to play that concert tonight, can they get somebody to play the drums for them at the concert because they're not in the right mind space? Of course, once again, no. So if you're a professional player, you need to play through the times when you are not feeling it. So what you need to do is treat each session like something that you cannot skip and you cannot avoid it because you always need to keep playing. It's your job, right? You're making money for your living, just like anybody with a random 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday, 9-to-5. You can't just skip Monday because you feel like it. Your boss is going to get ticked off. You might get fired. Well, Poker pros need to treat their play the exact same thing. This is something that you are dedicated to. You have to do it. You need to push through those non-A game moments. And one way to do this could be to play a one-table focus session when you know you're not feeling it. You're not actually in the right mindset, but you need to play poker. Just do one table and try to make the best decisions you can with one hand at a time. And of course, speak through all of your decisions, unless you're a live poker pro, of course. Now, by doing this, sometimes you're able to get yourself into the right mindset, into like an A game mental state. When that happens and you're starting to feel it, then go ahead and start adding tables as long as things continue going well. Something that I learned a long time ago is just get started. So when I'm not feeling it, like when I need to do a podcast or a video, I'll fall back on this mantra, just get started. So when you don't feel like doing something, but you need to get it done, just force yourself to do it for 5 minutes. And that's often all you need to kickstart your mind. And that 5 minutes often turns into 10, 20, or even like 60 minutes of work. This same thing works when you don't feel like studying poker as well. So my recommendation, if you really need to play through your non-A game mentality, but you don't really want to start your session because you're not in that A game, force yourself to play one table for 5 rounds. That is 36 max hands. So just play these hands one at a time while you're speaking through your decisions. And then, of course, at the end of those 5 rounds, 30 hands, assess your mental state. And if you can start adding tables, do it. If you can't, stick with that one table and try to make the most positive EV decisions that you can. Now, my first recommendation for recreational players was to just quit when you're not in a game mindset. But you love to play poker. You want to improve your skills. You're listening to this podcast because you love this game and you want to get better. So what can you do when you're not feeling it? First off, I want you to play safely, quote unquote safely. And I use the word safely because if you're playing in C game mentality, you could easily spew off multiple buy-ins as that pain starts mounting and you're getting angry and tilt is coming on. And you spew off those multiple buy-ins before the pain forces you to your senses and you finally leave the table. Or maybe you run out of money too. Well, you can do the same thing that I recommend to the pros when they are not feeling it. Just play one table and speak through your decisions. You know, record some game tape, put that microphone on, force yourself to play just like a Twitch streamer would, speaking through and using logical decision making, right? Also, don't allow yourself, this is really critical, don't allow yourself to buy into bigger games or tournaments. So if you're used to playing $7 MTTs, firing up a $20 or a $30 MTT, that's not going to be good for your mental state. Now, part of my student's question was, how can I get into A game mode? I have 3 very simple and highly effective suggestions for this. If you do these 3 things every time you sit down to play, you will be much more likely to be in A game mode. Number 1 is do a warm-up. Every warm-up needs to include ditching the distractions, so that's an automatic imperative. Beyond that, you can pick and choose what you want that will help you get in the right mental space. Now, I really like having a strategy focus for each session, and I also like doing a hand-reading exercise around that strategy. So if my strategy is on 3-bet stealing from the small blind, I'll do a little hand-reading exercise where I actually made that 3-bet steal from the small blind, but I got called, we got to showdown. That'll really get me thinking poker before that first hand is dealt. The second thing, this is one of my favorite things to do, it's record game tape. And you know that I love game tape.
And one of the videos on today's show notes page shows you how to set up game tape for yourself using OBS or Open Broadcaster software. That's the same software that Twitch streamers use.
So if you haven't done game tape for yourself, start your first game tape session and then speak through all of your decisions as you're recording your play. Now, I know some of you might be live poker players, so this is number 2A. Instead of recording game tape, for live players, I want you to take a note for every hand dealt. Now, the idea is that there's something to learn from every single hand, regardless of you being in the hand or not. So maybe you folded, but you see that Bob open limped and then re-raised to 15 big blinds with pocket aces. That's a great note to take. Maybe a few hands later, you see Susie 3-bet from the big blind with ace-5 suited. Record that note as well. Or maybe you see that Bob capped his hand with a red chip and it ended up being a huge pocket pair. But on a different hand, he capped his hand with one white chip when he was holding 8-7 suited, for example. Another good note to take. And on my YouTube channel, I created a video recently called Taking One Note for Every Hand Dealt. It was a poker focus session where I, the goal was to take one note, learn one thing about each of my opponents for every hand dealt. And I was semi-successful. I didn't get 100% of the hands, but a good percentage of them. And you can also go to the show notes for this page for a link to the video. Now, the third thing that I recommend is ask and answer a question before every decision. Now, this can be tough to do if you're playing on the live felt because you're going to be asking and answering questions within your own mind, and it's kind of easy to forget to do that. But when you're playing online and recording game tape, you've got to be speaking through your decisions anyway, so you can ask yourself questions and answer them out loud. And the great thing about coupling this with game tape, like I just mentioned, is that you now have a record of the questions you're asking and answering yourself. So if you go back through and review your game tape afterwards, you might find yourself asking some pretty stupid questions or maybe giving some stupid answers, right? You can learn from these mistaken questions and answers. And if you do this process over and over again, you'll start asking yourself better questions and you'll find yourself giving better answers as well. This is going to lead to improved decisions and making more money. And of course, more money means more fun on the felt. So it's a nice little process there where you are studying, you're making better decisions, speaking through your decisions, making more money, having more fun. It gets you to want to study more, play more, make more money, and so on. It's a little beneficial circle. Challenge! Here's my challenge to you for this episode. Do a warm-up prior to your next session in order to put yourself in a game poker mindset. You want to make the best decisions possible, and a warm-up will get you thinking poker before the first hand is dealt. And then beyond this, do a warm-up prior to every session from this point forward. So now it's your turn to pull the trigger and do something positive for your poker game.
Oh, that's it now. Get out there and be somebody.
Thank you so much for listening today. Make sure you go to the show notes page, smartpokerstudy.com/pod480. It's going to help you take notes. Plus, there are those two embedded videos for you. And while you're there, sign up for the How to Win Online Poker Workshop. Completely free, I give you the 3 secrets to beating online cash game micro stakes. This is the training that you wish you had when you started your micro stakes journey. To sign up, just go to the show notes page, smartpokerstudy.com/pod480, and the sidebar on the right. Until next time, take action both on and off the felt to become the player that you want to be.